Welcome to the August 23rd, 2021 meeting of the ACAP committee. I guess we'll jump right into the agenda. The first item is approval of the June 21st core MPO meeting minutes.
We need to approve the agenda first.
Okay. I don't have that.
Yeah, that's okay.
Okay, I stand corrected. Okay, approval of the agenda.
This is Neil. I move that we approve the agenda as written.
Okay, do I have a second?
Pam Oglesby, second.
Okay, I have a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed by nay? Okay, hearing done. Agenda is approved. So the second item, I guess, would be the June 21st core MPO meeting minutes. Has everybody received them and had a chance to read them?
I did.
Okay. Do you have a motion to accept the minutes as presented?
Pam Oglesby, so moved.
A second?
Asia Harrington, second.
Okay. A motion and a second. Those in favor of adopting the minutes signify by saying aye.
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 Those opposed, nay. Okay, minutes are approved. Right, item next, amendments to the FY.
This is my goal. I will give the presentation on this because Alicia is off today.
Okay. Thank you, Wakata.
Yeah. So can anybody see my screen? The tip report on the screen?
Not yet. It's not coming up.
It's not coming up? I shared my screen. Okay, share. Now can you see it? Okay.
Yeah.
Basically, CAT has some amendment request to us, but as you might know, that Brent Dice actually left CAT. So CAT is still, the new person is not very familiar with what is going on. So when she sent us information, she said that she has some kind of request, but we have to figure out what the requests are. So what I figured out, or what we figured out, is when we developed the fiscal year 2021 to 2024 transportation improvement program, the FTA actually released the actual apportionment for fiscal year 2021. So CAT has the exact number on that one, but for later years, they don't have the number. So they just assumed that they just assumed that number will carry. This is like $3 million. That's $3.6 million. That's for fiscal year 2021. CAT assumed that 2022, 2023, and 2024 will be the same. And then later they updated the 2021 based on some kind of assessment. But we checked the FTA website. Seems like the FTA released the federal fiscal year 2021. Number, that's the state fiscal year 2022. So that number is about like $3.8 million. So we need to replace that with this new number. The second thing is within the program under 5307, CAT had some operating assistance, program management, vehicle replacement, facilities modification, etc. But now they want to make some modifications to the categories or to the projects. So this is what they have. They will add the planning in fiscal 2022 and ITS. They will add ITS in fiscal year 2022, preventative maintenance, safety and security, and facility enhancement. So they will add this into fiscal year 2022. We still, like I said, because of the staff change, CAD is still trying to figure out what exactly the changes they need to do. So the NPO staff is working with CAD, and we're conducting a 15-day public comment period. Actually found some mistake this morning, like the total over here shouldn't be $0 or so. So this report is subject to corrections, but basically what we figured out is CAD wants to replace the fiscal year 2022 revenue cost estimate with the actual FTA apportionment, and then also make some project changes like adding planning, ITS, preventative maintenance, safety and security, facility enhancements, and then delete the money allocated for operating assistance, vehicle replacement, and facilities modifications. What we heard is that CAD probably will use some of the CARES money from the COVID relief funds for the operating, because for the operating assistance, the local match is 50%. So you have a 50-50 federal and the local. But with the COVID-19 relief funds, the operating assistance can probably get 100%, so you don't have to provide local match. So they might use the federal dollars for the operating assistance. So they're deleting the operating assistance out of this 5307 program. So basically, this is what we figured out. But we will continue to work with CAD and probably contact CAD tomorrow before we finalize all these TIP amendments and then present it to the CORMPO board. So today, we're asking ACAD to just endorse the proposed TIP amendments with the corrections and then the changes we will make. Thank you. Any questions?
Hey, guys. This is James. I'm on the phone. I'm driving, so I'm just going to be on mute listening to you guys.
Oh, hey. Hi, James. Staff would like the ACAD to endorse the proposed TIP amendments for the transit program, subject to corrections to be made.
So you're asking for us to endorse basically the endorse the idea behind what's going on here, which is
I think it's probably the mistakes are not that big. It just we just need to crack the final check with the CAD new staff member and then make sure all these numbers are correct. But I think we are reflecting what they are requesting basically to replace the revenue cost estimate with the actual apportionment to make some changes to the funding categories within the 5307, delete some projects and adding some other projects.
Okay, I'm comfortable making that motion that we endorse this subject to the alterations that are proven necessary by the conversation with CAD.
Thank you.
Okay, do I have a second? Okay.
Is that James seconded?
Yeah.
Oh, okay, great. Thank you, James.
Okay, there being a motion and a second. All those in favor signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay. Motion carries.
Okay, I'll stop sharing my screen.
Okay. Okay, are we ready for the next item?
I think we are.
Okay, the next item up is election of a new chair and vice chair. I will be leaving as of September 25th, so this is my last meeting. I anticipated leaving, just not quite this quick, but make an interim move to Middle Georgia. So I'll miss you guys. Okay, do I have any nominations from the floor?
I don't see Pamela Oglesby on the call right now. It looks like she got dropped, but there was a discussion with her taking over as chair from vice chair. She was fine with that, but I do not see her on here right this second. So something must have happened to her connection.
Okay. So do we just skip to the vice chair?
Wait, here she comes back, it looks like.
Okay.
Pamela, can you hear us? You'll have to unmute, Pamela.
Sally?
Yes, can you hear us now?
Yeah, I think I got kicked out.
Okay, that's okay. You came back just in time. We're talking about the chair and the vice chair now, and I had told them that we had a discussion and you were willing to take it.
Yeah, I said I would try to do this because we only have 2 meetings left this year.
Yeah.
Will take you all through the end of the year, but we need to find somebody else because my life circumstances are about to change drastically. And so that's why I'm not saying, okay, I can do that, because I don't know that I'm going to be able to do that. I'm about to get married. So and I've got to move and all of that. So it's going to take me a minute to even get reestablished as far as moving the cable and all of that. And you all know I don't generally bring myself into these meetings. My daughter has to do that. Once I move, I will not be right up the street from her. So I can commit to the last 2 meetings. But we really need to try to find someone else.
And I will let you guys know, I've reached out to Savannah Center for Blind and Low Vision, Elaine Houtman, to see if somebody in her organization is willing to pick up after the first of the year. And I'll continue looking for somebody myself to step up.
Okay. Yeah, I was really surprised, Teresa, you were moving away. I'm sorry. I know that's going to be better for you, but I'm sure sorry it's happening.
Yeah. Thank you and congratulations.
Thank you.
That's a good thing. Okay. So what do we do now? Nominations from the floor for vice chair to carry through the first of the year?
At this point, I think we just have to elect a vice chair because Pamela, you assume the chairmanship for the October and December meetings.
Mm-hmm.
So we would just probably elect a vice chair in this capacity. And then probably in February, we'll probably have to elect a new chair and a vice chair.
Okay.
Unless that vice chair will assume the chairmanship at that meeting.
Okay, gotcha. So, anyone have a nomination for a vice chair?
James, do you want to step in again? James?
I really can't. I'm trying to plan my retirement, so I'm trying to cut loose as much stuff as I can.
Okay.
Right now.
Okay.
What about Neil or Shannon?
Yeah, Neil?
I don't know. I may have to talk to Neil about that first.
Yeah, I can talk with Shannon about that. I don't think I can probably take it on. I've got too much on my plate, but I'll talk with Shannon and see if I can't support him in taking that on if that's something he's desirous of doing.
So do we table that till next meeting or?
And also, I know the bylaw isn't that clear, But Asia is also an ACAT member, ACAT voting member. So is there any restrictions that the MPC or CORMPU staff cannot take on the responsibility of chairing the meeting? Is that a possibility, or just prefer not to?
I can definitely do it.
I don't see a problem with it.
Pam Everett, are you on?
Seems Pam's dropped out.
So are we nominating Asia for vice chair?
I mean, if it's not restricted, I think, yeah, she can probably do this temporarily for 2 months, right? For 2 meetings.
So should we go ahead with the voting, or do we need to vote on that?
Yeah, I'll nominate her for vice chair.
Okay, I have a second. Do I need a second?
Yeah, this is Neil. I'll second it.
Okay, Asia has been nominated for vice chair to finish out the term. And is there any discussion? Okay, are there any other nominations? Okay, hearing none, those in favor of Asia taking over as vice chair until the end of the year, or taking over vice chair, signify by saying aye.
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 Any opposed? Nay. Motion carries. Thank you, Asia. Aye.
No problem.
Okay, next on the agenda is status report.
Okay, this is me again. Can anybody see my screen?
I can.
Is my screen shared? Okay, great. We are going to conduct a call for projects for two pots of money. The first pot is a Z230, and then the second pot is CRESA. The Z230 money, we actually have a balance in fiscal year 2023 and the 2024. We do have some 2021 money, but that probably will be allocated to later years, to 2023 and 2024. So in 23, currently we have a $3.1 million, about $3.2 million. And then in 2024, we have about $6 million. In 2021, we have about $900,000. And then there is also some left over from the De Lesseps Avenue right-of-way acquisition. So combined with that, we might have more than $1 million available that to be added to fiscal year 2023 and the 2024. So we're going to conduct the call for projects for the Z230 funds, for these funds, about like probably $10 million. Z230 funds are the most flexible. So the funds can be used on highway projects, for transit projects, for bicycle and pedestrian projects, for trail projects, and also for planning studies. And so we have, but for the Z230 funds, there's a requirement for the local match. So the local match requirement is about 20%. So if your project total is $1 million and the federal portion can only be, I mean, no more than $800,000, and then the local government has to come up with the $200,000. There are also some requirements for the eligibility for the local project sponsors. Normally, that would be the local municipalities, probably Chatham County, City of Savannah. But we did add in some language for the LAP certification. That means locally administered project. Because what happens is when we awarded some federal dollars to Garden City for a signal project previously, and then when it's time for them to for Garden City and GDOT to sign the project framework agreement, we found out that Garden City is not lab certified. So that has become a problem. So we added in this language that if you are the local project sponsor, you have to be lab certified. But since the money is in 2023 and the 2024, if you start your application, lab certification now, so by the time you get the funds in 2023, you are already lab certified, that you're still considered eligible. So, but in the meantime, if you are applying for these funds, you have to show the documentation, show the written documentation that you're in the process of get lab certified, and make sure that you get lab certification before the funds become available. So that is the requirement that we added. So we have been doing this Z230 call for project for several years already. So we pretty much know what we need to do from this. So I talked about the eligibility of the projects, eligibility activities, highway, bicycle, etc. All the projects have to be located within the Savannah, the core PO planning boundary. So you might be Effingham County, you might have some projects, because we only have like tiny portion of Effingham County located in our area. So they might have identified some needs, but if it's outside the MPO boundary, we cannot spend money in there. But all the Chatham County municipalities, the projects will be eligible. We have been talking about, we have been doing this several times before. So we didn't change any project selection criteria. So when we receive the project applications, the TCC, the MPC staff, MPO staff, will screen the project first. We'll screen the applications first to make sure that the project sponsor is an eligible project sponsor, and then project is an eligible project. And then after they're screened, and we will forward all the applications to the TCC members, who will screen them based on this project ranking selection criteria. Based on this question, we give points, and then send the points back to the MPO process for further compilation. And we also added in the language that if you are awarded the Z230 funds, you have to give the bi-monthly update to the TCC about your project status. The thing is, if you don't spend the money, we give you the money, you don't spend it, we might lose the money, so that the money might lapse. So that's why we add language over there, just to make sure that we are on target for spending the money. The schedule for this call for project, I will just talk about that. So basically this Wednesday, if the MPO board approves the proposed schedule and propose the project selection process, the whole package, and the next day on Thursday, we will announce the call for projects. So the application cycle will start. And then we will give the applicants about a month to reply. So by September 30th, we need to receive all of the applications. And after that, in October, the pre-screening and the TCC ranking and the recommendations will start. So eventually, the project phases with awarded funds will be amended into the fiscal 2021 to 2024 TIP. So in December, we will start the public involvement process for the TIP amendments, because the December meetings are pretty early. So we just need to start the public involvement process in November. So eventually, we are expecting on December the 15th, all of the TIP amendments will be adopted. So this is the Z230. Another part of money that we are talking about is the CRESA. The CRESA is the COVID relief related funds. So we are getting about 100,000 $2.1 million in our area, in the Savannah area. So the CRESA money has the same eligibility as the Z230. So the money can be used for highway, transit, bicycle, pedestrian, planning studies. So the difference is Z230, you need to provide 20% local match, but for the CRESA funds, it's 100% federal dollars. Mm-hmm. So if your project is ready, yes, you can get all of the federal dollars. You don't have to spend any local money on it. We want, it's a, getting the federal dollars involves a lot of steps, a lot of hoops to jump. So if your project is a much small project, it's really not worth the effort because there's so many hoops to jump. So what we put in both applications, both Z230 and the CRESA, is that if your project minimum, if you're requesting some money, your minimum request money is $200,000. But if it's a planning study, the minimum request is $100,000, because smaller than that, it's just not worth the effort. And then also for this, we also want the project sponsors to be lab certified, but we wouldn't give them the opportunity to just prepare the documentation and get lab certified for the CRESA money, because the CRESA money obligation ready. So that means you can spend the money now. This is 2022. If your project is ready, you can spend the money right now. So there's no time for you to get lab certified. So we delete that language. We waive that language. So for the CRESA money, you have to be lab certified. So you wouldn't have the opportunity to get in lab certified. So we have that language in here, so that you don't have to worry about it. You just have to be lab certified. If not, don't apply for this part of money. And then also, because the project types about the same as the Z230, so for projects, so we are using the same project selection process as the Z230. So the selection criteria about the system performance, safety, and security. You answer those questions. But for the planning studies, we have a separate ranking system. So that was based on the MPO, plan consistency, benefit cost ratio, et cetera, system enhancement and resiliency. But how do you compare these two? Well, if you receive like three applications for projects, two applications for planning studies. So what we try to do is for the total score, these criteria we add up to the total same score. So for example, if it's the total score is 100 for projects, so 100 for planning studies. So if this project ranked 67, another study ranked 65 or something, the 67 will rank higher. So this is what we do. The CRESA funds, the application process will have the same schedule as the Z230. This is easier for the MPO staff to just to make the arrangements. So we will probably announce the call for projects this Thursday, start the application cycle, and then have the application deadline on September 30th. And then in October, we would go through the pre-screening, screening, ranking, and recommendation process. And November, we would go through the public involvement process. And then in December, we will amend the TIP. So basically, this is an informational item. It really doesn't need the ACAT endorsement, but just if you know some projects that you know of, or just to work with the municipalities or the government who are responsible, make sure they meet all the requirements. And just if they don't know this funding opportunity, just let them know there's this funding opportunity so that they can start the application. Thank you. Any questions?
I do have one question. Would that apply to, say, sidewalks in an area? Is that something that could be, the funds could be used for?
Used for what? I didn't hear.
Sidewalks, pedestrian sidewalks.
Yes, 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 definitely. But if it's for the sidewalk and pedestrian projects, so you just have to, the only thing that I think might be the sidewalk and bike projects might be smaller.
Mm-hmm.
So if it's a small project, it's really not worth the effort. But if it's like more than $200,000, to work with the applicant, for example, the city of Savannah or unincorporated Chatham County, and you identify where the projects are, so just apply for these funds.
Yeah, because we need a lot of sidewalks in Savannah.
Yes, yes. But if you have a group, so if they want to have a group of like sidewalk improvements that totaled more than $200,000, and if you can if they can hire a contractor, do it like as a big group of projects, yeah, I think that would be a good idea.
Okay, that'd be something we might want to look into, I'm sure.
Okay, thank you. That's it.
Okay, I'm ready to move on to agency reports.
Okay, stop sharing. What I want to mention is there are several reports included under notices. So the agency reports include probably GDOT, Chatham County, City of Savannah, CAT, and LATS. So included those. But this agency, if you want to review the information on those like highway projects, you can probably just open attachment. But this doesn't include whatever the CAT is going to report or LIFE is going to report over here. Do we know who is representing CAT today? Bridget left the CAT.
Oh, mercy.
You don't have a CAT representative today. Nobody responded.
Yeah, they have so many staff turnovers, so we just don't know.
Could it be next?
But if you're interested in some of the CAT information, you can just open the attachment that I just mentioned. So they did provide some written information, but probably not about the buses or CAT mobility. Mm. Yeah, we will try to find out who will be replaced with Bridget.
Okay, so LIFE, do you have a report? I guess that would be under this, correct?
Yes.
I can do it just real quickly. We're, again, trying to navigate COVID. That's the big challenge. There have been a couple of close calls as far as things go. The exciting thing is we've hired a new aisle coordinator out in Jessup, and our former aisle coordinator out in Jessup is coming to, or one of our two is coming to the Savannah office to facilitate our Student for Life program, as well as serve as an independent living coordinator here. Outside of that, we are still doing rides to vaccines for anybody who is looking for a ride to get to the vaccine. We don't want to get into the business of having to argue with people about vaccines. We're not medical professionals, and we all have our opinions, and some of them are actually medically supported, but regardless, we'll move on. If you know of anybody who's looking for a ride to a vaccine who says they have a significant disability, they can bring their family with them and we can get them to the stop. To one of the locations we've got. We've got a list of all the different places that are providing them. Additionally, we have funding for COVID-19 support services. Sorry, this is the phone. I can't do anything about that.
Okay.
The other thing that we're doing is we're doing Georgia rental assistance. So for people who are behind on their rent, so long as the landlord's willing to participate in it, we can help them get signed up. It's an online application. and we can work closely with them. In addition to that, the other final piece that we're doing is we are working with Georgia Center for Deaf and Hard of Hearing to provide the training, well, training on assistive devices around the phones. Some of those, I believe, are video, and there could be some, there can be some magnifiers as well. So that's the project through the, that's Nancy Davis's project. We are serving as a trainer for that, and going out into the community and being able to provide those devices as the people call in and request them, and then we provide the training. And then I guess the very last thing is we have a new board president, which is very exciting. Her name is Shaniqua Gresham. She actually works at Employability, we're really excited to have her on board. She's been on the board for a minute, and I think she's going to do a terrific job in the presidency. Our president actually had to move. He took a job in North Carolina, which is a exciting opportunity for him. It was before his name is Keith Flager, and he was in charge of absentee ballot, absentee voting for Chatham County. So that is the what's going on at Life. If you know of anybody who's in need of services, who says they have a significant disability and lives in our 20 county region, please have them reach out to us at 912-920-2414 is our Savannah office. And that's probably the best place to start, because the chest of office, we're staying remote. The vaccination rate is about 30% there. So we are not open to the public at all. In Savannah, we are open, but only by appointment. And we follow all the protocols. Everybody's masked when they're in the office. And we do temperature checks, and we do an introductory screening to confirm that they are not having any symptomology of COVID. So that's the update.
Actually, I just want to mention, I think I read from the Savannah Morning News that CAT is partnering with one of the like a mobility unit for vaccination. That's for tomorrow or the day after tomorrow. Is this week at the CAT, the West Oglethorpe, that site? So they're okay. Offering vaccination. I think it's either tomorrow or the day after tomorrow.
That's great. Okay, we'll definitely look into it, and we'll get the word out on our Facebook page.
Yeah, check the Savannah Morning News. It has that information.
Thank you for the heads up about that.
It also came out in the Chatham Area Transit text message, if anybody gets those.
I might have it in my email. I might, if I find it, I'll forward to you, Neil.
That'd be great. I'd really appreciate it.
Okay.
Okay, is there any other status reports? Next item is review and discussion of proposed plans and studies for discretionary DL funding. Who's handling that?
This is just for information. It's Mark. Okay, if it's Mark's not here, I can talk about it. We are going to apply for some discretionary highway planning funds through the Georgia Funds Review Committee for planning studies. One is the Islands Expressway improvements on the east side. And then another one is for the US 80 corridor improvements in Pooler. And then the third one is the Quorum PO is going to conduct the regional freight transportation plan update. And then the fourth one is we're going to do this urban flood model for the Savannah metropolitan area. So in response to the sea level rise. So we're going to apply for these funds in September. If we get funds awarded, we will probably start the studies, whichever study is funded. So we'll probably do the study next year, because it takes about 6 months to get the consultant secured if we get the funds. And this is just for your information.
Any discussion? Okay. And next is approval of applications for discretionary funds. Would that be the next item?
This is just information item. Just talked about it.
Oh, it is.
Yeah.
Okay. Okay. The next item would be amendments. Could somebody read that next item? I'm having a little trouble getting all of that into my brain.
Yeah, okay. This is the amendments to the fiscal year 2022 Unified Planning Work Program. This is related to the item that I just mentioned. Mm-hmm. Because in the Unified Planning Work Program, all of the planning studies that to apply for funds must be included in the unfunded illustrative section. And if you get the funds awarded, and you can move to the funded section. So we are doing this UPWP amendment for two of the studies. One is the one that I talked about, the US-80 corridor improvements in Pooler. That one currently is not included in the UPWP. But before we apply for the funds, we have to make sure it is included. So one of the amendments is to include that US-80 corridor study into the illustrative section. The second one is related to the freight transportation plan update. When we developed the UPWP, we actually had a cost estimate about $200,000 for the freight plan update. But as we delve more into details on the scope of the study, we also added in like truck parking inventory, and the resiliency analysis. So we just felt that $300,000 might be more like it. So we will just revise the cost in the UPWP from $250,000 to $300,000. So this is just an information item for ACAT as well.
Okay. So we don't need to bet on that. That is the ACAP meeting. Next ACAP meeting is October 25th, 2021. Okay. The project report, have we already done that yet? The project report, or do we need that?
Yeah, there are several reports over there. So if you're interested in any of those, you can just review the information, and if you have any questions, just let us know.
Okay. Does that go for the Chatham County project status also?
At Chatham County, City of Savannah, GDOT, and CAT, and LETS.
Okay. LETS project? That same thing?
Yeah.
Okay, the next. All right. FDA announced its funding opportunity for surf communities. Does somebody have a report on that, or is that covered under that also?
Asia, that's.
Yeah. So attached is just a small description of what this is. So I can just share my screen real quick so everyone I can see it, and I'll also read it. It says you cannot share screen while the other participant is sharing.
Oh, okay. Do I need to stop sharing?
Yeah, I think that worked. Can everyone see it? Okay.
Yes.
Okay, let me zoom in. So the Federal Transit Administration has announced $16.3 million in available funds to help uplift underserved communities out of poverty. It's a competitive fund, and counties are eligible if the area has had a 20% or more of the population consistently living in poverty over a 30-year period. The Persistent Poverty Program supports planning, engineering, and technical studies or financial planning to improve transit services in any areas experiencing long-term economic distress in rural and urban communities alike. And there's more information provided at this link. And I can email this link to anyone, or if anyone needs it in a different format, I could definitely get in contact to just share more information about this program.
Okay, any discussion? Okay, Coastal Georgia Transit Survey. Is that under status also? Is that informational also?
Yes, it is for information, but Asia is trying to share the screen. Is that Asia?
Okay. Yeah, that's me. I'm sharing just a short paragraph on it. So the Coastal Regional Commission is conducting a survey to collect feedback regarding public transit service in the Coastal Georgia region. It covers a range of topics associated with transit, such as satisfaction with service, where service gaps exist, present obstacles to ridership, and other issues. The survey is really short. It only takes a few minutes to complete, and you can access it at this link. And you can also share it on social media or to any person that you think would be interested in the survey as well. And that's all about that survey.
Okay, Title VI, language.
That's me as well. So we're currently in the process of updating the Title VI plan and the language assistance plan due to some demographic changes that have happened over the year or over the past few years. So we're just updating it to make sure we're in accordance with federal law regarding low English proficiency populations and ensuring that we have the necessary materials and resources translated into those languages. And I also attached a draft of it to the agenda for anyone to review. And that's all on that one.
Okay, I'm trying to get to my side. I'm going to skip them.
Oh, no, it's fine.
Okay, feedback on September 10th. Is that discussion only?
That one is, it's also discussion only. And I just wanted to highlight the link. Can everyone see this link?
Yes.
I just wanted to highlight the link to the website for people to give their feedback for the Plan 2040 Comprehensive Plan. So next month, September 10th, is the last day that you can give feedback on the Comprehensive Plan. And I'll stop sharing.
I'm sorry. Okay.
Oh, no.
August 2021 tip, administrative.
I can talk about this since Alicia is not here. Basically, the GDOT actually requested information to be changed for two of the bridge projects. One is the 17 bridge replacement at the Savannah River. Another one is at the Middle River. So you can say basically, they moved the money from 2021 to fiscal 2022 with some minor cost adjustment, minor cost increase, actually. So as you can see, this is US 17 Savannah River import went worse. So the right-of-way cost has increased. The right-of-way was $79,000 in 2021, and now it's $80,000, almost $81,000 in 2022. And then for the Middle River, the right-of-way was $69,000 in 2021. Now it's moved to 2022, it's $70,000. So basically very, very minor changes. So we just processed the administrative modification so that GDOT can just move on with it. That's it. Thank you.
Oh, I lost chat. I'm sorry, I lost my play. What's the next item?
The next one is fiscal year 2023 UPWP development schedule.
Yeah. Okay. Thank you.
So this is just an information item as well. Basically, Federal Highway Administration, Georgia Department of Transportation, and the MPO worked on development of the schedule for the fiscal year 2023 UPWP development. Several milestone dates. So probably we will issue the call for plans and studies at the next meeting, at the October meeting, and have the draft UPWP developed for review in December, and then have the final fiscal year 2023 UPWP adopted in February of next year. So those would be some of the milestone dates. So this is just to share the information with you. No action required.
Okay. Okay, the next item is adjournment.
Mr. Reese, this is Miss Teresa, this is Tyrone calling, talking to you. Just briefly, I'm sorry you're going to be leaving Savannah, so I hope you move into greener pastures.
Absolutely. It's just a transition. I'll be moving cross country at some point. But right now, I'm just going to Middle Georgia.
Oh, okay.
I, too, have marriage in my future.
Oh, you're going to be getting married, too. And Ross, well, congratulations.
Congratulations
to Pam. Yeah, congratulations, Pam. I'm glad you're getting married.
Thank you.
Won't be a part of, you won't be a part of ACAT now, I imagine, but congratulations.
Thank you.
And Teresa. And I was sorry to hear about Bridget leaving. I didn't know that until today.
Me too. I had not heard that either.
Teresa.
Yes, ma'am.
When is the next ACAT meeting? October what?
25th.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Yeah, I was real sorry to hear about Bridget.
Wow.
This is Shannon. I'm on the, you mean the 26th, not the 25th, right?
Oh,
the
25th
is Sunday. I was just letting you know. Just
thank
just,
you.
It's
out there.
The 26th. Monday the 26th. Okay. Sorry.
Guys, October 25th is a Monday.
Oh, October 25th
is a Monday, yes.
Okay.
The next meeting is printed correctly. It's October 25th at 1 o'clock.
Okay.
Right. Thank you guys for making my job easier. Appreciate it.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa.
Thanks, Teresa.
Thank you, Teresa. Congratulations, thanks, both you and Pam.
Thank you.
Everybody have a good day.
Okay. Thank you, Teresa. Thanks to all of you. We'll be talking to you later.
Okay. Thank you.